In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. Oh, how we need to hear the Word of God. How we need to accept the Word of God. How we need to love the Word of God. The Word made flesh is Jesus Christ. He is the Father's only Son. Hallelujah. And the rest of us have been bought with the blood of the Lamb, and we become children of God. To those who believe in Him, He gave the power to become children of God. You're a child of God. Oh, yes. How you need to know that God has plans for you. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to give you a future and a hope. You I'm talking to. To give you a future and a hope. I tell you, God is into the people business. He loves people. And I also tell you that the one who loves people is Jesus Christ, and that the devil hates people, especially if these people belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking at the 10th chapter of Acts of the Apostles, verse 17. Now, while Peter was greatly puzzled about what to make of the vision that he had seen, remember he saw a sheet with unclean animals, and the Lord said, "Take and eat." Peter said, "I'm not going to eat anything unclean or profane." And the Lord says, "What I have declared to be eaten, it should be eaten. It's, and no profanity in this stuff." I tell you, suddenly the men sent by Cornelius appeared. They were asking for Simon's house and were standing by the gate. They called out to ask whether Simon, was called Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Look, three men are searching for you. Now get up and go down and go with them without hesitation." You see, it was all about the Gentiles, that vision. But God has declared clean, you must not declare profane. "For I have sent them." God sent these three people. So Peter went down to the men and said, "I am the one you are looking for. What is the reason for your coming?" They answered, "Cornelius, a centurion, a Roman, an upright and God-fearing man who was well spoken by the whole Jewish nation, was directed by an angel to send for you to come to his house." You see, Jews were not allowed in Gentiles' house. But with that vision, Peter is going to go, because what was called profane is not profane anymore. Go to Cornelius' house. "The angel came and sent for you to come to his house and to hear what you have to say." What is he going to say? He's going to preach the gospel. This is what needs to be spoken in all the world, the gospel that Jesus Christ died for our sins, he bled for us, that he was buried and on the third day rose from the dead. So Peter invited them in and gave them lodging. The next day he got up and went with them, and some of the believers from Joppa accompanied Peter. The following day they came to Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and his friends. Oh, yes, because Cornelius had a vision to go and find a man named Peter. Simon Peter. Oh, yes. What's going to happen? Oh, we're going to see. Peter's going to preach the gospel. You know, when you preach the gospel, the Holy Spirit moves powerfully. On Peter's arrival, Cornelius met him and falling at his feet worshipped him. You can't worship human being. Oh no. Peter said, get up. Stand up. I'm only a mortal. And he talked with him and went in and found that many had assembled. And he said to them, you yourselves know that it is unlawful for a Jew to associate with the visit a Gentile, but God has shown me that I should not call anyone profane or unclean. How did he show him? Through that vision of unclean animals. So when I was sent for, I came without objection. Now may I ask you, who sent for me? Cornelius replied, 4 days ago, at this very hour, at 3 o'clock, I was praying in my house, when suddenly a man in dazzling clothes stood before me. He said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms have been remembered before God. Not only our prayer, but our money. That's why we are called to be generous. We are called to be generous. Send therefore to Joppa, Cornelius said in his vision, and ask for Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying in the home of Simon the Tanner. Tanning was unkosher, and Peter is in the house of an unkosher man, and he is by the sea. Therefore I sent for you immediately, and you have been kind enough to come. So now all of us who are here in the presence of God to listen to all that the Lord has commanded you to say. This Cornelius had invited his relatives and his close friends. The house was filled. He says, start to speak the message that the angel said that you would speak. And you know what he's going to preach? The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. When Peter began to speak to them, I truly understand that God shows no partiality between Jews and Gentiles. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee from the baptism of John, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. Oh, yes. He cast out demons, healed the sick, multiplied bread and fish, walked on the water. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Now he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people. That's what he's doing. He's preaching to the Gentiles. And to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about Jesus, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. Even on the Gentiles, God shows no partiality. Oh, salvation is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. But as Peter preached the gospel, the Holy Spirit fell on the believers that believed in Jesus. And how do they know it was the Holy Spirit? They start speaking in tongues and prophesying, just like Pentecost happened in Acts 2. For they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and they invited him to stay for several days. Why? They want to know more about Jesus. They heard the core message that Jesus died for our sins, that he was buried and rose from the dead. But they want to know more about Jesus. You see, Peter can tell them all about Jesus. He stayed several days with them, and he wasn't talking about bingo. He was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He was talking about the healings that Jesus did. He was talking about Jesus who multiplied bread and fish. He was talking about Jesus who walked on the water. He was talking about Jesus who calmed the storm. Oh, yes. All these things. Peter stayed with Cornelius' house to preach and tell them about Jesus. Now, the apostles and the believers at chapter 11 who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. And they're not happy about it. They're not happy about the apostles and believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and a trance I had, and I saw a vision there. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' Cornelius' house was made clean through the preaching of the gospel, just as the Jews received the Spirit at Pentecost." This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. "At that very moment, three men, Gentiles, sent to me from Caesarea, arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go. The Spirit bade me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us, between Gentile and Jew. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you are and your entire household will be saved.'" Oh, yes. They weren't talking about cake sales. They weren't talking about beans. They weren't talking about bingo. They were talking about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That's what Peter proclaimed. And what begins to happen? They began to speak in other languages, just like they did in Acts 2, and to prophesy. "And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning," Pentecost, Acts 2. "And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced. They still didn't like it. They were silenced. And they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life," even to the Gentiles. Both Jew and Gentile receive life through Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. I tell you, Jesus needs to be preached wherever we are, because we are in dark times. We kill our children from the womb. And even after they're born, some people say you can kill them if the mother doesn't want them. I tell you, this is the time for us to preach Jesus and to preach repentance and to preach the Holy Spirit. Yes, and the kingdom of God. Now, those who were scattered because of the persecution that took place over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch. If they were not persecuted, they would have died in Jerusalem. Because of the persecution, they left Jerusalem and began to preach the gospel to people in Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch. And they spoke the word to no one except Jews, but among them were some men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who, on coming to Antioch, spoke to the Greeks, also proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number became believers. How'd they become believers? They heard the gospel, and they turned to Jesus, who forgave their sins, who washed their sins away in his blood, who was buried, and who rose from the dead on the third day. A great number of them became believers and turned to the Lord. News of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas, son of encouragement, to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, what did he see? He sees them speaking in tongues, prophesying, the Holy Spirit doing his work in them, and Barnabas sees the grace of God. He rejoiced and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast devotion, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. I wonder how many of us are full of the Holy Spirit and faith. How we need to be full of the Holy Spirit and faith. How we need to know the Lord Jesus Christ, not only to know about him, but to know him. How we need that we be people that are filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a great many people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found Saul, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for the entire year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And it was at Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. At Antioch. Oh yes, Christians. I am a Catholic Christian. St. Augustine said he was a Catholic Christian. Christians that have been washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. Christians that have believed in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Christians who allow the Holy Spirit to take his proper place in their lives. Oh yes. Who is the Holy Spirit? Oh, he is the one who is the forgiveness of sins. He is the one who bears witness to Christ. Jesus said, it's better for you that I go away. If I don't go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. And people are afraid of the Holy Spirit. Why? I don't know. The Holy Spirit gives you a ministry filled with power. Jesus said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I tell you, we need that power in these days. And you don't need to have it. You don't need to have it, you know? But if you want it, you can have it. You can have it, and you go about telling people about Jesus with the power of God. Oh, how I need more of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, you fathers among you know how to give good gifts to your children and your sinners. If they ask you for a loaf of bread, you don't give them a stone. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Father, again, I ask you for the Holy Spirit. I ask that the Spirit of God would flood my life like never before, but not only me, but those who are listening to me today, that the Spirit of God would flood our lives like never before. At that time, prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch, one of them named Agabus, stood up and predicted by the Holy Spirit that there would be a severe famine over all the world, and this took place during the reign of Claudius. The disciples determined that according to their ability, each would send relief to the believers in Jerusalem, in Judea. This they did, sending it to the disciples and the elders by Barnabas and Saul. We still do that. We still send money to Jerusalem. Every Good Friday, the collection is for the holy places in Jerusalem. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We still do that. That's the first church, the Church of Jerusalem. About the time King Herod, 12th chapter, about that time King Herod laid violent hands upon some who belonged to the church. Persecution. He had James, the brother of John, killed with the sword. And after he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. This was during the festival of unleavened bread. When he had seized Peter, he put him in prison and handed him over to four squads of soldiers to guard Peter, intending to bring him out to the people after the Passover. While Peter was kept in prison, the church prayed fervently to God for Peter. He's in prison. That very night, before Herod was going to bring him out, Peter, bound with two chains, was sleeping between two soldiers, while guards in front of the door were keeping watch over the prison. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone on the cell. He tapped Peter on the side and woke him up, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his wrists. The angel said to him, "Fasten your belt and put on your sandals." He did so. Then he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." Peter went out and followed him. He did not realize that what was happening with the angel's help was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. After they had passed the first and second guard, they came before the iron gate, which leading to the city, opened for them of its own accord. My heavens. Automatic door. God can do anything. And they went outside and talked along the lane, when suddenly an angel left them and left Peter. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hands of Herod, I am sure, and from all the Jewish people." As soon as he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose other name was Mark, where many had gathered and were praying. What are they praying for? For Peter. When he knocked at the outer gate, a maid called Rhoda came to answer. On recognizing Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed that instead of opening the gate, she ran in and announced that Peter was standing at the gate. They said to her, "You're out of your mind." They're praying, but they're not believing that God's going to do it. God did it through their prayers. Now they say to Rhoda, "You're out of your mind." But she insisted that it was so. They said, "It is his angel." Meanwhile, Peter continued to knock, and when they opened the gate, they saw him and were amazed. He motioned to them with his hand to be silent and described for them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison, and he added, "Tell this to James and to the other believers." Then he left and went to another place. When morning came, there was no small commotion among the soldiers over what had become of Peter. When Herod had searched for him and could not find him, he examined the guards and ordered them to be put to death. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Ask for the Spirit to be given to you. He will come, and he will lead you to Jesus Christ in ways that you never thought was possible. I need to hear from you. Go to inseason.net and leave a donation on PayPal. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.